Good evening. How's everybody doing? Good, 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 good. It's a great day to be in the house of the Lord, right? Amen. Amen. You know, it's great to be actually be able to, you know, come into the house. You know, it's like Brother Angelo said earlier, you know, you don't know what you got till it's gone. I believe that's a song, but you don't know what you got until it's gone, and you know it's a great thing to be able to come in here, to love God, and to love God with other people, you know, man, I tell you what though, 2020's been wild, right? Today is May 31st. That means tonight we will have officially finished the fifth level of 2020. Y'all, there was a movie back in the 90s, starred Robin Williams. Great movie. They made some sequels now. It's called Jumanji. Anybody ever seen that? Yeah, it's a book. They're playing this game, and it's like every time they rolled the dice, something worse happened. You know, monkeys running at them, and lions and tigers, and oh my, you know. I feel like 2020 has been that way. You know, I was looking forward to 2020 and be like, oh, we're going to have 2020. That's perfect vision. God's got a sense of humor. I mean, come on. You know, he wants us to have vision, but he didn't tell us he was going to let us go through some stuff to clear our vision. You know, between, what was it, January, we had World War III almost starting. We've had COVID. Was it last month we had, this last month we had what, murder hornets? Anything named murder in the name, I'm out. You know, it's been a wild ride. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get off of this ride. I'm ready for God to show up and come back. Yeah, punch my ticket. I want to ride the train to glory. But you know, this week it's been, I don't know, it's been real bad, because it's like, you know, you watch the news and you see, well, right now we got riots because of death and because of, I mean, there's no other way to say it, racism in America, you know, and the amazing thing about all of this is that, you know, when the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, it's the truth. Because I look back, and I wasn't personally alive at this time, okay? Some of you were. I'm not going to call you old, okay? But in 1970, okay, so 50 years ago this year, there was a song that came out by the Temptations. It was called Ball of Confusion, talking all about what was going on. And I looked up that song, because it was on a program that I was watching. And I really looked at, you know, the lyrics of the song, and I'm like, was this written in 1970 or 2020? You know, it's we keep going through these cycles. You know, the part of the lyrics was, you know, fear in the air, tension everywhere, unemployment rising fast. That was 1970, but that's 2020. You know, we're facing all of these things, and we're repeating them over and over. And, you know, racism and hatred is in our face. We can't ignore it anymore. We can't ignore it anymore. You know, I'm white. I'm white. My wife is even whiter. I mean, she's Casper. See, I don't have the experiences that some people have. I don't have the experiences that some people have gone through, the poor and the downtrodden. And I look at those things and my heart begins to break for the things that, because I know that those break God's heart. When those things happen. So the question is, how do we respond to all of these things? Especially the stuff that happened this last week. How do we respond as Christians, as children of God? How do we look people in the face and what do we say to them? See, we've got to look at Galatians 5 and 6. The last part of that verse, it says, what is important is faith expressing itself in love. Faith expressing itself in love. I can't say I love Jesus if I don't have love in my heart. I can't say God loves you if I hate you. Get that. That's tough. That's me having to look in my own mirror and say, what am I doing with my life? How am I responding to these people? It says there, if I have faith. See, what is important is faith expressing itself in love. See, love is a verb. It's not something, oh, I love you. No, it's, let me show you the ways that I love you. Let me express to you in word and in deed that I love you and my Savior loves you. Because see, that's our challenge. How do we respond as Christians? Romans 12:9 says this. It says, don't just pretend to love others. Don't just pretend. Really love them. Hate what is wrong and hold tightly to what is good. Hate what is wrong. See, it's the only time that it tells us in the Bible to hate. Do you know that? It's literally the only time in the Bible it says you need to hate. It says, hate what's wrong. Stop it. Knock it off. See, I have to look at my kids and I have to tell them that sometimes. Knock it off. Stop being stupid. Knock it off. I say it just like that. They know that tone. See, it says, love each other with a genuine affection. Take delight in honoring others. So many times we delight in tearing people down. You know, I see that all the time in Facebook. I try not to get on there as much anymore. I saw one of the worst examples I saw this last week, continuing that theme. There's this lady that I know indirectly. She lost her son. He was 8 years old. And it was posted on Facebook. You know, people were, there was a group that was trying to rally around her. You know, we love you, you know, trying to express love. And did you know that there was people getting on there and expressing hatred? That's what you get. Because that person, they work in a job that requires them to, well, they work for, it's the, with the state. You know, when you beat your kids and you're mean to them, those people that take them away from you because you're retarded and those kids don't deserve that, that's that job that they do. So all these people that are bad people are spilling all that hate onto that person when they just lost their son, an 8-year-old kid. See, it tells us, take delight in honoring each other. Delight. Throw kindness around like confetti. Instead of throwing hate, throwing evil, throw kindness. Love some people. Love them. Really, truly love them. And it goes on in Romans 12:11. It says, never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. Get that. Keep on praying. Keep on seeking the face of God in all of this. In verse 13, it says, when God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Be eager to love people. See, that's our call as Christians. That's our call as children of God, is to love other people. There's some rough people out there. There's some people I don't want to love. There's some ugly folks. But God says, love them anyway. Love them like I love you. See, if I got to love people like God loves me. That's a strong love. That's a hard love. That's an all-encompassing love. Man. See, Galatians 5, 6, what is important is faith expressing itself in love. Love is the first step in healing our nation. It's the first step. Because people aren't going to care about what anything that, if you can't love them, they're not going to listen to you. See, love is the first step in healing our nation. The second step is we need revival. What is revival? See, what are we reviving? Revival means the act of reviving something that was dead. See, in Acts 2:17, it says, in the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit. In the last days. We're in the last days. These are the last days. This is it. And he promises us, I'm going to pour out my spirit for the people that are looking for it. See, there's a revival. See, there's something that God wants to do. There's a way that God wants his church to be. You know, we were operating in that and moving towards that, and then we got slapped with corona. Hey, we may be down, but we ain't out. We may have got a left hook, but we're going to get a right hook right back. Right? Because see, that's the thing. We've got to have revival. What are we reviving? We're reviving our love for God. We're reviving our love for other people. We're reviving the kindness that should be in our hearts. See, we're reviving our faith and the faith of our nation. How are we going to get there? How are we going to get there? Well, there's a verse. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. During worship, Brother Angelo brought it out. He began to say it. I'm like, hold on, brother, hold on. You know, don't get ahead of us. Come on, hold on. But see, those words written thousands of years ago, just like that song from 1970 is about us today, those words written thousands of years ago represent us as a nation, what we need to do. It says these words, if my people, if us, the Christians, which are what called by my name, it says they shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, what's God going to do? He's going to hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our land. See, healing our land is what we need. The only way we're going to get there is those four steps. What's the first thing it says there? It says to humble yourselves. We've got to realize we're not better than anybody else. I'm not better than anybody else. Doesn't matter what you look like. We're all in this together and we're all in the same playing field. Doesn't matter. It says, and part of being humble, see, pulling for that national revival that we want, a worldwide revival starts in my heart. See, a personal revival. If I want to see change, if I want the culture around me to change, I've got to change. I have to change. We have to change. We have to do something different. Because what we've been doing isn't working. See, I want to see change. It starts in my own life. 1988, there was another song that came out. See, I love music. Music speaks to me, and it's the soundtrack of my life. 1988, there was a man. His name was Michael. His last name was Jackson. He wrote a song. He sang a song. Said, it's called The Man in the Mirror. I love that song. I encourage you to listen to that song. Go home, listen to it. Because it's all about looking at the man in the mirror. If I'm going to make a change, I've got to change in my life. I can't tell you, you need to change. Because that's not going to get either one of us anywhere. Right? I can't tell you, you're screwing up. Jesus, you're making Jesus cry. But how many times have I made Jesus cry? Whew. Whew. Get that. See, if we want to have that revival, it starts by allowing God to expose ourselves, to expose all the junk in our lives that He doesn't want us to have. See, it's about humble. The opposite of humble is arrogance. I know a lot of arrogant people. They got all the answers. They got all the answers, and they ain't scared to tell you about them. Right? You ever met those people? Are you sitting by any of those people? Don't point. Don't point. See, it says to humble, to pull your head out. Well, we'll stop there. Pull your head out. Sam felt that one, didn't he? Pull your head out and know I'm not better than anybody else. God loves me the same. And you know what? I ain't got all the answers. But I follow the guy that does. I don't have all the answers. And see, there's a freedom to that. When you stop having to have all the answers, there's a freedom in that. Because you can be like, I don't know. Let me go ask the Father. See, it says to humble ourselves. So what's the next step? Lost my place. The next step is to pray. What are we praying for? See, what are we praying for? We're praying for healing. We're praying for hope. We're praying for the oppressed. For the least of these. That's who we're praying for. See, we're praying for healing, for understanding, for mercy, for kindness. We're seeking God's face. Get that. We're seeking God's face. How many times as Christians do we seek God's hand? What can God give me today? You wake up in the morning, okay, God, what are you going to give me today? No. It says, seek my face. Seek me, my presence, not what I can give you. Because I'll be honest with you, it's annoying. I know some people, they only want to talk to you when they want something. Anybody know those people? Are you sitting by any of those people? Don't point. But see, if we get annoyed at that, how much more does God get annoyed at that? And be like, oh, Sister Buckethead just wants this again. They're just wanting something. Instead, it's saying, seek His face, seek His presence in everything that we do. See, it's pushing in to the presence of God. And instead of saying, God, give me this or give me that, it's, God, show me your ways. Show me your glory. Show me you. You see, that was what, was it Moses? That was his cry. He said, God, let me see your face. Let me see your face. I want to see you, God. So he put him in that crack. God said, see, that's the cry. I want to see your face, God, not what you can give me. Because as you begin to seek God's face, all the other things will be what? Added unto you. See, God said, I'm going to take care of you, but seek me. Look for me. So we're humble. We're praying. We're seeking. What's the last step? Turn. Turn. Stop doing what you're doing. Tell my son that all the time. Colton, when I get on to him, he goes, I'm sorry, Daddy, I'm sorry. Every time I look at him, and I say, don't tell me you're sorry. Act different. See, the greatest way that we can demonstrate our faith in this, and the greatest way we can walk in this, is to act differently. Because we've been doing the same things over and over, and where are we at? We're still singing the same song. We're going through the same dance. God, the same motions. We're going through the same things. God says, turn, do something different. Be different. Act differently. See, and then when we begin to do those things, it says there, I will hear. I'm going to hear you. When you're doing those things, God says, I'm going to hear you. I got you. I am going to hear you. But you got to be doing those things. And then when he hears us, he's going to do something. The greatest thing that he can do, it says right there, he's going to forgive our sins. See, everything else is gravy. All the other blessings of God, that's just bonus. Because our main thing is he forgives our sins. And then he's going to heal our land. We got to have that. We got to have some healing, y'all. And see, that's our challenge as Christians. What are we going to do? How are we going to act? See, let's push in. I'm going to challenge me. I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge all of us. This week, do something different. Do something different. Find somebody to love. And seek God's face. Do those things. Humble yourself. Seek his face. Do something different. Get that. That's the theme for this. Do something different. Because as we begin to act different, we begin to walk different, what happens? There's a difference in our world. There's a difference in our culture. There's a difference in our city. Because we're put here. God, Kelly said this morning, God said, I'm going to give you Logan County. Awesome. We're going to get there. We're going to conquer Logan County. But you know what? We ain't stopping there, baby. We ain't stopping there. First step. The first step on the journey. We're going to get there with each and every one of us. I'm asking you, do something different this week. Love God, love other people. All right? That's the challenge. Find somebody to love and love on God a little bit more than you did last week. Okay? Let's bow our heads. Lord, we thank you for today. I thank you for each and every one of us here in this building. Lord, I thank you for each and every person that's going to hear this. And Lord, I ask that you would stir our hearts and draw them closer to you. Help us to love other people, to respond with love, to love other people. And help us to humble ourselves before you and to seek your face, God. Lord, because we need a healing in our land. We need you to show up. And each one of us, we need more of you. Help us to find you. Lord, we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all of the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Go forth. Do good works.